Syria's civil war has created more than 1 million international refugees. Many live in border camps in Turkey, in Jordan, or, like this family, in Lebanon. But a lucky few are finding shelter on the Black Sea coast, here in Abkhazia, a breakaway territory of Georgia, once known as the Russian Riviera. They are Syrian Abkhaz, coming home 150 years after the Russian Tsar deported their Muslim ancestors from beaches here to Turkey. Elbrus Abkhaza was a French teacher in Damascus. He explains why he came here.
It's my origins, Abkhazia. There were relations before the Civil War. There are roots, roots in Abkhazia.
Tell me.
Long before Syria's civil war, in the days after the Soviet Union collapsed and Georgia became independent, Abkhaz separatists began demanding independence. 20 years ago, Walid Wajuk fought against Georgia as a volunteer from the Abkhaz diaspora. 6 months ago, when war came to his Damascus suburb, this flower seller and father of three moved his family to his ancestral homeland, Abkhazia.
The best place is where you can live peacefully. Here, we live peacefully, and they help us as well. People here help us, and they don't bother us.
Abkhazia's de facto foreign minister, Vyacheslav Chidikba, says 200 Syrian Abkhaz have already arrived, and 150 more are to come by the end of April.
We want to help our brothers who are in need and in danger now in Syria, and to assist them in any way possible which we can provide them.
Although few speak Russian or Abkhaz, he said they are needed as Abkhazia slowly rebuilds from its own war.
Many of them have very useful professions, even electricians who have need of them. So many of them already start working, which is very good.
At Abkhazia State University, Beslan Baratelia says Abkhazia has a long-standing program to encourage ethnic Abkhaz to come home from Turkey.
Repatriation has already been happening in Abkhazia for around 20 years. A repatriation fund was created in Abkhazia that focuses on helping those who have returned to their historical motherland to adapt.
After Georgia lost control of Abkhazia in 1993, half of the population, 200,000 ethnic Georgians, were forced to flee. Demonstrators, like these in Tbilisi, Georgia, say that if Abkhazia wants to boost its population, it should let Georgians return to houses they abandoned. But Izida Chania, editor of Suhumi's Nuzhnia Gazeta, says the population policy is ethnic, not economic.
We are trying to increase the quantity of ethnic Abkhaz living in Abkhazia.
So, Abkhazia rebuilds its population drawing ethnic Abkhaz refugees from 1,000 kilometers away and shunning ethnic Georgian refugees from 100 kilometers away. James Brook, VOA News, Suhumi, Georgia. Nothing. We go.